listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Nothing all right now to ease your mind. Sit back, relax, there is no rush, no need to speed things up. All we have is time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment. My heart, you'll see. So Sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Sunrise, sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you.
Hi everybody, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Today's episode is a little bit different than normal. As you can hear, or you might not be able to hear, I'm actually out on a nature hike right now. I'm walking through Clayton Park in Cream Ridge, New Jersey. I sometimes come here to clear my head, or if I have a little break in the action from what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis, or a session gets moved around. It's a really nice, peaceful place. Usually there's not a lot of people here. And it's just kind of connecting with nature. And I wanted to kind of talk to you today about connecting with nature. I did a few episodes in the past where I talked about listening to all the sounds around us, and that is music, you know. Car horns beeping, traffic lights kind of flickering, lights flickering, swinging back and forth because of the wind, the trees moving, leaves moving. As you can hear right now, I'm walking through a little bit of leaves. In the background, I hear a plane in the distance. Really not that windy today, and I don't really hear many birds. It's pretty silent. Are there times in your life where you just need to get away from the noise, so to speak, of the world, and just kind of do some inner work and be thankful for what you have and show gratitude towards the things and the people in your life? I know that I need this often, especially lately. Things can get really crazy with
social media and being connected all the time on the internet and technology, and it can sometimes be hard to disconnect from that and just get back to our innate humanness, if you will. Getting back to our roots, literal and metaphorically speaking. So I'm on a trail right now, like I said. It's in the middle of March, pretty cold. There's still some snow on the ground, and I'm the only person here. Just me and the woods and the wilderness and the leaves and the trees. Maybe some birds and some animals who might be hiding around here somewhere. And nothing else. It's just me and you. So I want to maybe just lead you through a couple breathing exercises that I use. Not necessarily for meditation or prayer or anything like that, but even just for singing. To kind of expand my lungs a little bit so that I can sing notes for a longer period of time and not have to take a breath in the middle. So what I like to do is I like to take a huge deep breath. I hold it in for 4 seconds, or I take the deep breath for 4 seconds rather. I hold that breath in for 7 seconds, and then I let it out for 8 seconds. It's like 4, 7, 8 is kind of how I remember this. And it's not perfect. I get close to that as much as I can. And then I do that for maybe 4 or 5 times. And the time you exhale, you really want to make sure that you push it out audibly. So it sounds like you do something like that so that you're actually putting a sound behind it. So you breathe in, you suck it in real big, like you pretend like you're blowing up a balloon. Let's try this on the count of 3. We'll suck it in for 4 seconds. We'll hold that breath for 7 seconds. We'll let it out for 8 seconds. 4, 7, 8. All right, let's try this with me. Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Suck it in. Hold it. Let it out. All right. Suck it in again. Hold it. Let it out. All right, we're not going to continue to do that because I'm on a hike and I'm going on an uphill climb right now. But you get the idea. It's kind of a neat thing to expand your lung capacity. It really gets you to focus on the breath. And it really helps with singing, you know, longer periods of time with certain notes. So I always liken this too. Could you imagine if Whitney Houston tried to sing I Will Always Love You but didn't take a breath before the chorus? It would sound all chopped up instead of going, and I will always love you, something along those lines. She does that like pretty much all on one breath. If she didn't take a breath before that part, it would sound something like this. And I will always love you. Okay, now I over-exaggerated that and I put a breath in between every word. But you get the idea. It would make it a lot harder to get through that chorus if you didn't take a breath beforehand. So just some things to think about as you're connecting with nature yourself. Maybe you find yourself kind of having a hard time finding the quietness, the stillness, the peacefulness in your day because you're just traveling to and fro and working yourself to the bone at work. But maybe you can find 10 minutes and even like when you're going to the bathroom or even like just go pretend to go to the bathroom and just do some of these breathing exercises to kind of quiet the mind a little bit and focus on bringing it back to the breath for many different reasons, for singing, for just good mental health. And give that a try. Let me know how you think of that and how it goes for you. That's it for today's podcast. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music. Be good.
Everybody, this is Jim Gavin coming at you today from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Hope you're having a great week. Today I'm recording this in advance. It is Friday, March 8th, around 1:45 p.m. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about today, something a little different than what we're used to as far as diving into a specific topic about music, a different area of the industry. And kind of, you know, some background on various different things. Today, I want to spend a little bit of time promoting two organizations that I really believe in a lot, and that I believe should be getting some more exposure and promotion, definitely more visibility than they are. One of them is Songs of Love. Not sure if you've heard of it. If you have, great. If not, I would urge you to check out songsoflove.org. Basically, in a nutshell, this is a company that exists to make people's day better. I kind of equivocate them to like a Make-A-Wish Foundation, but with music. So most of the people that they serve and support are kids that are in hospitals. A lot of them have terminal illnesses. And what they do is they have, I guess, these partnerships with different hospitals across the United States. And what they do is you get a one-sheet profile
of every kid. So it says the kid's name, their first and last name, what sex or gender they are, how old they are, different hobbies and interests, maybe what family members they want to put in the song, little fun little tidbits that they'd like to have in an original song just strictly about them. And the artist or the songwriter's task is to somehow come up with some fun music, most likely in whatever genre that they really like. So sometimes in the profile, it'll say, this kid loves pop music. So you try to come up with a pop song and you try to work all of the different nuances and different adjectives and hobbies and interests and characteristics about this kid into a song. You write it, record it, and send it back to them. And it's such a cool experience. I've been doing this for, 3 to 4 years, casually, maybe once a month, once every couple months. Then it turned into once a month, then it turned into once a week, and then it got as high as 3 to 4 times a week I was taking on songs. I just really love doing it, different way to write music, and just really positively impact kids. Most of the time you get a picture of the kid. It can be a little sad if you see a kid who has a bald head, because generally that means they probably have leukemia or cancer. And they see really little kids hooked up to IVs and different machines. And then some just look like there's nothing much going on outwardly, but then you see the diagnosis sometimes on the bottom. It can be tough. It's a little heart-wrenching, but it's definitely worth doing. I get so much joy out of it, and I really feel like I'm making someone's day better. And sometimes I get these emails back from the people that work at Songs of Love, from the family member that we had sent the song to, which is usually a parent or a guardian. And, you know, a couple of responses have come back saying, like, you know, I'm just going to use a random person's name. Josie really enjoyed the song. She couldn't stop smiling. This really made her day. Thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts. This really means a lot. And I love getting stuff like that back. It just shows me that they're really appreciating what I'm doing. And that, you know, in the end, they're getting an original song about themselves. How cool is that, right? So songsoflove.org is the name of the company. I strongly urge you to check it out. If you are a musician and looking for something good to do to make someone's day better, I think this is a great outlet. It doesn't need to be super high-end recording. I don't use any fancy equipment. I mean, I use a regular condenser microphone for vocals. I record a lot of the stuff and track a lot of the stuff using Logic and GarageBand on my iPhone, and then edit, mix, and all that fun stuff. And I type up the lyrics, and it's really not that complex of a process. It's really great. So, and nowadays they pay songwriters a little bit to do this. Before it was volunteer for many years for me, and then I guess they received this really big grant, big donation, which is amazing, and it should sustain for many years, paying songwriters to take their time out to do this for kids. So super cool. Again, Songs of Love is the name of the organization. They're based out of New York. I think it's Forest Hills, New York is the exact town that they're in, and it's songsoflove.org. All right, cool. So the next one I want to kind of promote a little bit is along the lines, same thing, music. It's not recording songs, it's not writing songs, but it's performing songs for kids who are in hospitals. The company is called Musicians on Call. I've done a few volunteer events for them, and this is all strictly volunteer. You will not be paid, but that's totally fine. This is something that we do out of the kindness of our hearts as musicians, right, and as people in general, to volunteer our time towards worthy causes. And this is definitely a worthy cause. I've gone into the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia a handful of times at this point, and you go from room to room and ask every kid, hey, would you like to hear some music? And if so, what's your favorite song? Or what's your favorite artist? Or what's your favorite style of music? And you try to play a song for them one by one down the hall. I've been usually up on the second or third floor, and sometimes you even have to put on the scrubs and like a little face mask and gloves, because they're in like an almost an incubation unit where they're kind of almost quarantined, a couple of the kids. But it's really, really cool to do that, and something a little different. Really try to make someone's day with live music. So yeah, they're called Musicians on Call. If you were to Google that, they're popping up in a lot of major cities. I know Philadelphia and New York, because the town I live in is right kind of in the middle of that. And both of those cities, they have a pretty good presence in different places. So check it out for yourself. Just Google Musicians on Call. So live music. for kids who are in the hospital to kind of brighten their day. So that's it for today. Just thought I would throw out a little bit about Songs of Love. So songsoflove.org, great organization. Write a song for a sick kid, kind of like a Make-A-Wish Foundation for music. You get paid to do that a little bit, which is cool. But that's, you know, not obviously the first intention is to make someone's day better. That's the first intention. And then the second one is Musicians on Call. Great organization you can volunteer for and make someone's day better, a kid who's in the hospital. All right, that's it for today, guys. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Be good.
With a memory of you, yes I will. They all said you need to run away, but we just left and found our perfect place. You said give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. Said, give me a chance, we can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. We make each other better together, my puzzle piece. I lost a step or two when it came undone. We're just a piece in a part of it, a lot of fun. You're the apple of my eye, the slice of heaven and pumpkin pie. A sweet dream that finally came true, yes it did. They all said you need to run away, but we just left and found our perfect place. You said, give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. You said, give me a chance, we can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. We make each other better together, my puzzle piece. Sha-la-la, sha-la-la, sha-la-la. Sha-la-la, 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 sha-la-la. You said, give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. So well, I'm falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. I said, give me a chance, we can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. Make each other better together, my puzzle piece. 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 My puzzle piece.